Sahakalampakat Mishnah Dalit Chudmaz Naim Shel Zahabim Bishal Shaykli Agaman Tov Shalosh Etzbot. The court that's attached to a balance scale that's used by goldsmiths or by those that weigh very expensive purple dyed wool, up to three, I suppose, three finger widths of that cord would be considered a heber to the scale. And if the scale becomes tummy, the cord would become tummy with it. Or if the cord becomes tummy, the scale would become tummy with it. But any longer than that is considered too much and would not be considered a heber to the scale. And since gold, a very expensive wool, is weighed on these scales, the cord cannot be longer than three espos. And the longer the cord is, the less precise the measurement will be. Yana kordo me acharon. Sholosh espos, Rabbi Yosi Omer, tefach tor. The handle of an axe that protrudes out from your hands when you hold on to the handle in order to use the axe. And the handle is too long. So when you hold on to the handle, you don't hold on to the end of the handle. Instead, you push your hands up a little bit. If the part that protrudes out from your hands is up to three, I suppose, three finger widths, then the handle is not too long, so therefore it would be considered a heber, an attachment to the metal part of the axe. And if the metal part of the axe becomes tummy, the handle becomes tummy with it. And so too, vice versa. The handle becomes tummy, the metal part becomes tummy with it. But if it sticks out from your hands more than three espos, then the handle is too long. And since the handle protrudes out so much from your hands, it would interfere with your work when you use the axe. In such a case, the handle is no longer considered a heber to the metal part of the axe. And if the metal part of the axe becomes tummy, the handle would not become tummy along with it. Rabbi Yosi Omer, tefach tor. Rabbi Yosi says, in order for the handle to be tar, to not be considered a heber, an attachment to the metal part, it would have to protrude out from your hands a tefach. Only if it protrudes out a full tefach from the place where you place your hand on the handle when you use the axe, would it no longer be considered a heber and would not become tummy along with the metal part of the axe. But if it protrudes out less than a tefach, it would be considered a heber to the metal part of the axe. And the Tanna Kamma said that if it protrudes out three etzbos from where you place your hand, it's no longer considered a heber. Three etzbos is half a tefach, or Rabbi Yosi would argue, he held it would have to stick out a full tefach. Only then would it no longer be considered a heber. The cord is part of a balance scale that's used by chembenim, storekeepers, or that's used by bali batim, homeowners that don't run stores but once in a while will sell something that's around the house. If the cord's up to a tefach, it would be considered a heber to the scale, and if the scale becomes tummy, the cord becomes tummy along with it. And vice versa, if the cord becomes tummy, the scale becomes tummy with it. As in the previous Mishnah that we were discussing, a scale that's used by Zahavim, goldsmiths, and by Shokle Agam and Tov, people that sell expensive purple wool. Then only up to three espos, which is half a tefach, is a heber to the scale. And since they sell expensive items, so they need a shorter cord, and the longer the cord is, the less precise the measurement is. But in this case, where they're not selling expensive items, up to a tefach would be considered a heber, a normal length for the cord, but longer than tefach would no longer be considered a heber. Yad akordo mufan of tefach. The handle of an axe, if the amount of space between your hands and the metal part of the axe is a tefach, which is that when you hold on to the handle, you hold on to the part of the handle that's within a tefach of the metal part of the axe. In such a case, the handle would be considered a heber to the metal part of the axe. And when one becomes tummy, the other one becomes tummy with it. But if when you hold on to the handle, there's more than a tefach between your hands and the metal part of the axe, the handle would no longer be considered a heber to the metal part of the axe. And since you hold on to the axe so far away from the metal parts, the handle is too long and is not considered a heber to the metal part of the axe, and when one becomes tummy, the other one would not become tummy with it. Shire yad hapargo tefach. The remnants of the handle of a compass is a tefach. If the handle of a compass broke off and only part of it is remaining, if there's a tefach remaining, then the handle is still usable and it would be considered a heber to the compass. But if less than a tefach is remaining, the handle is no longer usable, will no longer be considered a heber to the compass. Yad makeves shel yad. Most proportion, take out the word shel yad over here, and it would read Yad Markevesh Shel Miftechei Avonim Tepach, the handle of a mount that's used by those that chisel stones from a mountain. If the handle is up to a tepach, then it's considered a chibur, an attachment to the metal part of the mallet, and when one becomes tummy, the other one would become tummy as well. But if it's longer than the tepach, then it's too long and it will interfere with your work when you use a mallet. Therefore, in such a case, it would not be considered a chibur to the metal part of the mallet, and when one becomes tummy, the other one would not become tummy along with